Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. Friday night, Daytime After Dark. And I'm bringing Nadia on first. But I love the guest we have today. I love her to pieces. She knows it. And let me, Nadia, are you here?
I'm here. Hi.
Okay. So you want to make the introduction?
Sure. So tonight we are going to have Kathleen Gaudy, who plays Dr. Ulbrich, on General Hospital.
Perfect. Okay, so let's bring her on. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Hi.
Kathy.
Hi.
No.
I just going to say it's Kathleen Gaudy. You have to pronounce my name right or I'll send Ulbrich after you. You don't want that. You do not
Uh-oh.
Want that.
I said it wrong.
Gaudy. Happy Friday.
Okay.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for having me. It's fun to chat with you guys.
Yeah, we are doing great. And, Kathleen, you know how much I love you. You know that.
I do. Thank you. I appreciate all the love.
You know, I met her years ago at the No Hospital Fan Weekend, and we talked for quite a while, and it was amazing. And Kathleen Gaudy is one of those actresses that actually takes time for her fans. And I totally, I fell in love with you the moment you came on General Hospital. I said, okay, even though she might be bad, I love her. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and then Nadia, and then we have callers.
Okay.
But, lately, you've been on General Hospital more as of late. And let me say, thank God. I love my Dr. O, you know. I love the way you were at the wedding. The way you were at the wedding was this. Amazing people, like you. I mean, God, if there was a witness, I think you would kill Peter August yourself that day. I was just looking at the look in your eyes, like, and I love how you and Fenora Hughes, Anna, had this crazy relationship. That, you know,
I know,
guys,
it's pretty crazy.
Okay.
But we looks like we might
you
be
guys,
going up. It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys love each other? I mean, like each other? Tolerate each other?
No.
But
there's no love there. That's not the right word I would use. No love there. But there's maybe a little, a touch of compassion. But no, there's a lot of hostility that goes years and years, you know, in the past with her and Faison. Yeah, so love is a stretch.
Okay, cross off love vote, Anna, okay.
Definitely double cross off. That's not going to happen.
You know, but I loved how the next day after the wedding reveal that you were over there and the scream down. And, like, why didn't you tell me? You knew Peter was up to no good, but you let it go on for months and months. I loved it. I will say, if they don't give you an Emmy, even an Emmy consideration this year, I'm flying out to California, even though, you know, I live in Seattle, and we are really hit hard with the COVID yet. Still.
Thank you. It was so, you know what, to have this to tell, it was so cute. This year I got my second Emmy nomination, not at General Hospital. The first one was a series I was called Winterthorn. That was a few years ago. And this one, a few months ago, the Emmy nomination was for a Christmas movie called A Mermaid for Christmas. Michael Caruso, wrote and directed
and
produced.
I love that. You did.
Michael's terrific,
I
and, the, and it was so cute. But I have to tell you, this was how the Emmy event went down. I'm home. I'm cleaning the house, right? First of all, I'm mopping the kitchen floor. Michael Caruso calls me. And he goes, hey, just want you to know, congratulations, you got your second Emmy nomination. I'm like, oh, wow, that's so great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hang up the phone. I go back and I finish cleaning the kitchen. I'm mopping the floor. Flash forward to the event, right? So this is, you know, anticlimactic. It's not like you put on your ball gown, go shopping for a ball gown and show up and have this great, you know, Emmy party or Emmy, you know, event. So then the Emmy event comes. I'm at home. I'm sitting in front of the computer. I put on a nice top, some earrings, some makeup, and I'm sitting in shorts and barefoot. And that's how the Emmys went down. And I was with a really terrific group of actors. And I was really, you know, it didn't matter which one of us won. We're all winners because we're all nominated. And it was such a great thing. But it was so funny. It's like, you know, it's like, really, this is an Emmy. I mean, it's just anticlimactic. I think this year with, you know, the same for the Oscars, the Grammy, everything's so, you know, Zoom, because all we're doing is Zoom and sitting at home in our underwear. So it was pretty funny, I thought.
Well, I want to say that, you know, one relationship I never saw coming in the last couple of months is you and Scotty Baldwin, okay?
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
I'm sipping, you guys, just so you know. I'm sipping Obuck and Scotty because you guys have the love for Franco both. You know, he was like a son
yeah,
to you.
You know what?
And
Scotty,
you
I
loved
mean,
him
Scott
so
did
much.
A lot.
Even though,
you know, let me tell you something. Scott, it's really cool because she had nothing to do with him. You know, she loved Franco. Her best friend was Franco. And so she kind of knew about Scott, but they had no relationship. But flash forward when they're in Switzerland and Franco's there and trying to get help with Dr. Kirk and then the guy's a slime bucket, Dr. Kirk, and tries to, like, rape me or whatever. And then Scott comes to my rescue. Well, no one's ever come to Obrecht's rescue. No one's ever cared about her, not her kids, not her Faison, nobody. You know, I mean, yes, she loved her kids, and yes, she was crazy about Faison, but it wasn't reciprocated. It was unrequited love all the way around. So here's this man who she has nothing to do with, who basically is her knight in shining armor, rescues her, saves her life, and then he lets her stay with him, you know, while I was hiding out. So he lets me stay in his motel or wherever he was, hotel in Switzerland. I'm hiding out there. Nothing was happening, but we were becoming friends in his hotel, and, you know, he was helping me. So he saves my life, helps me out, lets me stay there, is supportive and kind. I mean, come on, who in Obrecht's life has ever done that for her? So I think it's a lot of gratitude, and there's also attraction, and there's kindness and support, and, you know, it was fun. It was so much fun, and I'm curious to see where it's going to go, if it's going to go, because you don't know until you get a script if it's going anywhere. But it was fun. I just really liked the way it's developed, but they have a sense of trust with each other.
Yeah, it really resonates on screen, and, you know, Scotty has had a great, been doing great in the love department. You know, he keeps asking Bobby and Miriam, and Bobby keeps turning him down. And I love you, Jackie. Okay. But, you know, with you guys, there's this new thing that I could just see it in my head. Scotty,
yeah, I think Obrecht sees the value in him. You know, so I think he didn't get valued before by Ava and Bobby, or, you know, so I think she really sees his value, and I hope he feels that he's appreciated and desired, if you will. And, you know, what I think, one thing I love is that we're older, and, you know, people have a right to be loved and cared about at any age in life, whether it's an emotional relationship between, you know, a couple or between the family members or animals or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's love, and it's caring and feeling valued. And I'm glad that we can represent an older generation that also deserves love. You know, it's not people like, oh, you rolled in the sack. It's not about that. There's so much more here, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree, because I just love how is playing out. And when you guys were in Switzerland, and you guys were both at the clinic, you know, and you were there saving Franco from the brain tumor. And the whole doctor thing, and it was crazy, but it was amazing. It was amazing to see.
So what were you going to ask me? You said you had some questions. What were you going to ask me? I love questions.
Oh, my other question was, now that you, you know Peter has done it, that, you know, took your Franco away. Besides, he took everyone else in post office away, you know, Drew. The list goes on and on. Is Dr. O going to be the one that finally does Peter August in? Because
I think Dr. Obrecht has always known that he's a good for nothing. He's a bad guy, and that's why, you know, it kind of made sense, and it helped me reconcile with that horrible way I treated him in the cabin. But now, retrospectively, it totally makes sense that I beat him and abused him because I knew he was a good for nothing. And here we are, flash forward a couple years later, right? And he's really bad. But honestly, it just depends how the writers are going to go, who's going to take him down. Everybody wants to take him down, so it doesn't matter. I think I already had a couple of good shots at him with snakes and bats and throwing a vase.
Yeah, because you have so many different people teaming up right now. That is so interesting. It's very interesting to see Anna and Carly are teaming up. You and Scott are teaming
up. Everybody's teaming up. So
yeah,
it could be anybody.
Everybody.
You know, at the end of the day, I don't know who's going to take him down, honestly, but it could be anybody. But I think because Obrecht had a shot with him at the cabin, you know what, like a year or two ago, that's going to probably be enough, or 3 years. I don't even know how long ago that was. I think that's going to, you know, that'll be my shot. But I honestly don't know. I got some new work coming up, and I haven't seen the script, so I can't tell you. I don't know. It'll be curious to see who takes him down. Everyone wants to take him down, so we'll see.
Well, I also love you and that your daughter Britt is back. I love when you and Britt, when Kelly and you are on screen, you guys have the great mother-daughter love, hate.
We do, and I totally love Kelly anyway. We get along great on screen, off screen. She's so much fun to work with. She's lovely to work with, and it makes sense, and we have good chemistry, so I really enjoy working with her. It's a really good relationship.
Yeah, and you know when you and Scotty and Bill were all having that one scene, it was amazing. So, and Bill wants to take Peter down too, even though Peter is her half brother. And I'm thinking in my head, why, Doctor? Why did you have to go and sit with Faith on? But it got us, Britt and Nathan, so I'm not going to complain on that. But before, I mean, I know we have so many callers, but I got to say
that... Oh, yeah, let's get
the
callers. I love talking to the fans, too.
Yeah, I've never seen this show being so great. I mean, like, for the past, 4 months has been great. Well, besides Sunny dying, do not get me started with that. But besides that, it's been really good having Kathleen Gatti back on our screen.
Well, let me say one more time, Kathleen Gatti, like Apple Gatti, because you don't want Obrecht coming after you, so remember it's Gatti. And your co-host, Nadia. Hi, Nadia. Do you have any questions for me, too, before you guys ask the call?
Yes.
Love to hear from you. Let's hear from you.
I've been waiting.
I know. Let's hear.
How are you?
What you would ask me? How are you doing?
Good. Doing well. So I have a few questions, and then I have some, like, would-you-rather questions, because I guess some of the fans requested me to do this with you, so
okay,
if you don't mind.
No, okay. I'm happy to.
Perfect. Okay, so I have a couple of questions of my own. So my first question for you is, so you've done Broadway theater. What is one of your favorite musicals that you've been in or that you've seen?
Well, my favorite musical that I've seen is Chorus Line. I've probably seen it, I don't know, 10 times. But what I've been in, I really loved Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And I did that actually in Europe on stage, the musical, not on Broadway. I did off-Broadway. I did one Broadway show called I'm Not Rappaport, and that was with the Broadway cast. We did the Elmsford Dinner Theater in New York. But mostly off-Broadway, and I mean 167 plays so far, all over Europe and Canada and Los Angeles and New York and I don't know where else, so all over the place. Love theater. But I haven't done theater in a long time. Too busy. So,
yeah. And so my next question is, so if you were to play any other character on GH, who would be?
Oh, wow. the little girl. Her role was Victoria. What's her name? The little girl, Veronica. She's so cute. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know who's Finn's daughter. You know, it's so funny that you asked that. Violet. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Violet, not Victoria. Violet. She's adorable.
She's so cute.
You know, I honestly, I love my role. I think I have the most fun role. I get to do comedy and drama, and I can sing and dance. I honestly wouldn't trade my role with anybody. You know, a lot of great roles on that show, but I have the best material. You know, for me, I mean, everyone loves their role and their work, but I just love Obrecht, and I love the material. So I have to be greedy and say I wouldn't trade with anybody. Is that okay to
I don't
say?
Blame you. Because your character is awesome. And I absolutely love the accent that you put towards it. I think it's great. Because tonight you would never have known.
Yes, it's fun. It really challenges me to do the accent and then to find the humor and the timing and the pathos, the sadness, the joy, the craziness, the psychotic, you know, version of her, the serious side, the sexy side, the sloppy, I mean, everything. There's just so much to her. And as an actor, actress, whatever, I need those challenges. I need to, you know, I get bored. I love being creative. I love being an actor because of all the emotions I can bring to it. If I'm doing the same thing over and over again, saying the same kind of lines, I'm not interested. So I really appreciate the writers keeping me on my toes, keeping it interesting, changing it up. That makes it fun for me.
Exactly. I think it's great. And like she mentioned earlier with Kim Shriner, I think you two are absolutely wonderful together.
Thank you.
Comical. I love it.
Thank you. I like the comedy, too. I think people have been writing. You fans are fantastic. The fans are calling in, whoever's listening. We thrive on having the fans connect with us and talk to us and let us tell us what they like and don't like. And the show, the people, the PR people, department, the writers, they watch this stuff. They really pay attention as much as they can. So I think the response has been so good, and Kin's happy, and I'm happy, and we work well together. So it's been fun. I hope there's more. Who knows?
I hope so, too, because, I mean, you guys are great together.
Thank you. We have a good time. He's fun to work with.
Exactly. And I was saying to myself, I'm like, they're so funny on the show. I don't know how they can keep a straight face while, like performing it. Like,
you know what, it's interesting, but the comedy is the hardest. Comedy is the hardest thing because you have to focus on the timing, the detail.
Exactly.
I mean, Kit and I worked on that moment where I'm like, chop, chop, let's go. We worked on that for a long time to get it. He's like, can you make it bigger? Can you surprise me more so I can have a bigger reaction? So we're not going, ha, ha, this is so funny. We're going, okay, let's get it right so you guys can laugh. You know, and it's hard work, but it's fun, and the end result that you guys loved it, we're like, oh, thank God it was worth that trouble, even little details, you know, little nuances. And then how do I take his arm, and do I want to touch him, I don't touch him, make it funny but make it real, you know, there's a lot to think about. So we have our moments where, you know, it seems funny and I would love to burst out laughing, but we're thinking of the technical side of it to make sure you guys laugh. And when we get the feedback that the audience finds these, you know, that the show needs humor and we can be the comic relief, like Franco was, was, and we were, you know, it's such a great gift. It feels so good because life is hard for everybody, and to have a moment of laughter, to give a moment of laughter to somebody is such a huge gift. It's a big deal. It really makes all the years of studying and working and worth it. When, you know, you made somebody's day, you've lightened their burden for an hour. It's a big feeling. Or a minute, for
exactly.
5 minutes, 2 minutes. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so I have a few would you rather questions.
Sure.
So my first one is, would you rather be able to talk with the animals or speak all foreign languages?
Oh, definitely talk to animals. I speak a few foreign languages. It's really nice. But animals, I'm crazy about animals. I don't have any because it's too much responsibility. And my husband and I, we travel a lot and stuff. So, but to be able to communicate with animals, you know what I do every night? My go-to thing is on Facebook, watching all these, you know, dodo and the animal shows and dogs being rehabilitated and raccoons and I don't know what. It's like, that's my happy place. So if I could talk to animals, yeah, I'm definitely interested in that more than languages. Wouldn't you?
Exactly. me too. I love speaking with the animals. I would love to.
Right.
I wish that they would actually talk back to you. That would be great.
Exactly.
Would you rather be without internet for a week or without your phone?
Wow. Well, your phone, you can get internet. So
actually,
I just switched services, and for like a couple of days, I didn't have phone, so it was like weird, and it was like I felt naked. I felt stranded on an island. It's so weird. So without internet or my phone, probably I could go without my phone more than without internet, because internet, I can still email, get emails, find out about my work, do work schedule, email friends, say, hey, my phone's not working, but I'm alive. Everything's good, you know, and we can message each other to Zoom, FaceTime. So definitely I can go without my phone, but not the internet.
Exactly. I would probably say the internet for me. I could go without the internet.
I mean, I have friends all over the world. So for me, it's easier to just email or, you know, FaceTime something with a phone. So funny, that phone has, I haven't talked to people that much over the last couple of years. It's like, I have this phone, it's like, I don't talk to many people. What happened? You know, although at the beginning of COVID, I was FaceTiming everybody. Hi, remember me? I haven't talked to you in 10 years.
FaceTime,
like, what happened?
Yep.
Who are you?
Exactly. Would you rather listen to music from the 70s or music from today?
Oh, the 70s. That's my music. You nailed it. My husband was saying, Michael was saying the other day, he goes, you know, I was listening to the 70s, and they had all this crap, like disco. I'm like, you're kidding. I wish I heard it, you know. Because he's more 60s stuff that he loves, you know. So it's like, no, we're a generation apart musically, you know. It's like, give me the disco anytime.
Oh, I love disco music. Actually, I love all kinds of music. So
I do, too. I don't have a particular one, but, I mean, that always gives me energy. And it reminds me, I was going to school, and, you know, it just takes you back to a period of time. So I think music is really important. I grew up with music, classical music. You know, my dad was a symphony conductor, so that's what we had at home, classical music. It's a big part of my life. So I like all kinds of music, too. Big bands, love big bands.
Yep.
Whatever the mood dictates.
Exactly. Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or in a broken elevator?
Oh, that's horrible. Both of them. Next question.
I know.
That's me. I've been on a ski lift. Actually, I have a funny story. I've been stuck in an elevator where firemen have to come and rescue me. I was living in Budapest in Hungary and in my apartment building, and the elevator broke. It was a six flight thing, and I think I was on like the 5.5 or something, and the elevator got stuck. I couldn't get out. So these like five big hunky firemen came to rescue me, and it was like kind of fun. So it was like, this is good. I should do this more often. It's like 30 years ago. But I don't care to be stuck in an elevator. But on a ski lift, I have to tell you, I went back in, oh my gosh, in the 70s, I guess, 80s, I'm sorry, early 80s, a friend of mine invited me to go skiing. I had never skied in my life. Went to this place in New Hampshire. I was living in New York at the time, and went to the he was a pretty good skier, but he you know, we went to the cashier and said, oh, you know, my friend, she's never skied before. What should she do? And the cashier, she's like, oh, just take this intermediate run up here, the ski run, and go up to the top. You'll be fine. I mean, I've never even worn skis in my life. So it was actually a horrible situation. Like, I have to, like, we got up to the top, and then I have to ski off, but I didn't know what that meant because I didn't even know how to stand on skis. So anyway, I ended up falling down. And the bottom of the line is they have to stop the ski lift, put me on it, and send me back down. So I wasn't stuck on the ski lift, but I was all by myself going down on the ski lift, and that was probably one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Everyone was making fun. They were like, chicken shit, blah, blah. They were calling out names to me because I was going down the ski lift, and I thought, I don't care. I'm alive. I mean, I could have killed myself going down this, you know, an intermediate slope.
Exactly.
I had no business being. So that wasn't much fun, but, yeah, neither one particular, unless you send a couple of, you know, cute firemen or something to rescue me, but otherwise, no.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely the cute fireman. That'll work.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Would you rather read an awesome book or watch a good movie?
Oh, that's tough. But I definitely watch a good movie. I can spend my whole life watching good movies. But once I get started on a book, I can't put it down. So that's a tough one too. But I think the movies, because I just drown it. In the movie, I just fall into it. And if it's good, it just sweeps me up. And that's the best thing. That's what I missed, I think, most this year. My husband and I would love going to the movies, to get a big bucket of popcorn and watching a great movie. It's like, oh, that's been the hardest thing, I think, all year. It's not
I know.
To do that.
No movie theater.
Yeah, Friday.
And then it's so sad because some of them are closing. It's awful.
Yeah.
Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Would I rather go in space?
No, would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Oh, wow. The ocean.
The ocean.
Yeah, they're both fascinating, but the ocean, I raised turtles for a long time, and I love turtles. Anything to do with the ocean, the sea, the whales. Like, I'll go on, you know, we'll go whale watching, or, you know, they have killer whales in Canada where I grew up. Go to Sealand, you know, see all the dolphins. It's just fantastic for me. So, yeah, I'm definitely more fascinated. Michael, my husband, he's more fascinated by space because he wants to be an astronaut. You know, he wanted to be an astronaut, then he became a pilot. So he loves anything to do with space. But the ocean, he loves that too. But for me, the ocean is my thing. It's like, oh, just so fascinated.
Exactly. I love the ocean too. I always wanted a scuba dive. So I have one more of these questions. Would you rather be too cold or too hot?
Wow, probably too cold, because then you can always put sweaters on. If you're too hot, there's nothing you can do.
That's true, actually. Yes. So that ends my part of the interview.
Okay.
So thank you so much for answering all these questions.
Thank you.
And we do have callers, so.
Yeah, we have a lot of callers. I'm going to take Maggie. Let me see. Hold on. This is so now is this. Someday it's like once to love me. Megan, you're on.
Kathleen. Hey. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Megan.
Hi. Hi. I'm so glad you're back. You know I love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. With your music, okay, I love your voice. Is it possible for you to make an album?
You know, I've got a couple of recordings on iTunes from the show, and I don't know. I don't think an album's in my future, honestly. That was one of the careers I was, you know, kind of going towards at this point in my life. It's not really something on my list. Maybe one day, but I don't think so. Yeah, I hope I get more songs on the show and they could put it, you know, we could put something together, but they're on iTunes. You can hear, you know, Always on My Mind, 99 Red Balloons, and Neil Common. I think what else is there? There's a couple of songs Tannenbaum from the show.
Tannenbaum.
My mother was an opera singer. I absolutely love singing, but that was kind of, you know, one of the paths. I did musical theater and studied opera and everything, but I ended up doing a lot of television and film, and you can't dissipate your energy too much. You know, you kind of pick a path, go with it. So as much as I love it, and I'm always grateful when I get a chance to sing on the show because I just love to sing, and you guys are so sweet, and, oh, we love your singing. I'm like, oh, thank you, thank you. But, probably not. I'm working on my cookbook right now. You know, I've got my cooking show. I'm working on my cookbook. So much work. And in between, you know, it's like I write a little bit, try a bunch of recipes, rush to, you know, study my general hospital scripts, run to the studio, come home, maybe do a little bit more. It's a lot of, you know, to do an album, too, then you pick songs and what are you saying. And so, but thank you for asking. Maybe.
You're welcome.
One day.
Maybe someday. The other thing I was thinking is I love your relationship with Scotty. I know we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but finally you get a good guy. Finally.
Yeah. Although I read something that he wasn't done some bad things, too. I don't know because I didn't follow the show for all his dastardly deeds. But, you know, he's a good guy.
He's better than Tyson. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, well, that's not difficult. Everybody is. Anybody is. My Jew is better than Tyson.
Oh, but I love the relationship. I want it to bloom. I hope they do it because
I do, too. I really hope they do.
We need love. I mean, at any age. And I'm glad they're exploring it, you know? And it's so sweet together.
Agree.
Does Brit know?
You know what I love about it is that Obrecht, gets to show another side of herself, the real down-to-earth, natural, happy side that she has never shown anybody. It's always been very, you know, crony and superficial and campy and controlled and, you know, reserved. And here she's like, yay, party, you know, like a little kid in a candy store. I love that. That's something new.
You really, really needed that. And to me, you're going to say Maxie from Heinrich or Peter, whatever they want to call him.
I'll do what I can. I hope so. I mean, as we were saying before, everybody wants to take him down. So who knows who's going to have the golden rod, you know, the opportunity.
I'm hoping for you. That's who I want.
Thanks so much. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. God bless you. And thank you so very much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate everyone calling in and asking questions. It's fun. Nice to talk to you guys. It's really good to connect.
It is. And thank you for, like you might have read on Twitter, because I always talk about it. So I love you. So you take care of yourself, and I'll let the next caller call.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, me. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Have a good night.
I will put you on hold. Make you go to bed. Let's see. Now we are going to awesome guy who's like the best ever. Hey, caller, speak up because we all know you. I mean, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who's that?
Hi, Marcos.
Marcos, how are you, Marcos?
Good. Your favorite journalist.
My buddy. Yes, wonderful, Marcos. He writes wonderful articles. You're the best.
Yes, he does.
Chicanis.
Oh, e Paristo.
yes, good. My question for you guys, on April 25th, you'll be doing the Zoom with the fans with the recipe. What can they expect with Coastal Entertainment?
You know what? Actually, I'm doing a show called Kathleen in the Kitchen on Saturday, April 24th. On the 25th, I think Kim Schreiner and Lynn Herring are doing an event, but I'm doing a Zoom event with, if you guys want to know about it, it's at fantasyeventsinc.com. That's the website where you can get tickets and information. This is my third kitchen show. I'm doing a Lebanese feast. I did first my famous lemon bread that I had in Hungary in my bakery. Then this last time we did a big Hungarian feast, three different things, an entree, appetizer, and a salad and dessert, and now I'm doing a Lebanese feast because my husband's family, his mother's side, is all Lebanese and made some great food and taught me how to make them. So we're doing Lebanese feast on Saturday, April 24th. And again, if you guys want to get information about tickets, you go to www.fantasyeventsinc.com. That's Coastal Entertainment. They're doing it, and they're lovely. We do a Zoom thing, set up in my kitchen, and show you what we'll talk. You can ask me questions. We talk about General Hospital. We talk about food. I tell stories about all kinds of stuff, and you guys can ask me anything you want. It's really fun. I've really enjoyed it, and everybody who participates in the show gets the recipe printed up, PDF of all, you know, pictures, and these are excerpts from my book, the cookbook that I'm in the process of writing. So again, it's fantasyeventsinc.com. Lebanese feast will be this time, and then July 16th is the next one. Hey guys, turn your phone off. You guys turn your phone off. This is not good. Thank you. Not a good phone thing. Anyway, and then the next one will be Summer Salad Fest, and that'll be July 16th.
Ooh. Ooh.
But right now the next one is, the fourth one is coming up, and that's Kathleen in the Kitchen 3, and three or 4, and that's going to be the Lebanese Feast on April 24th. Thank you for asking.
Good. The best
for
you.
Yay, I'm
Thank
so
you.
Excited. I'll be there.
Thank you for the call. So I killed two articles in one, so thank you.
There you go.
It's
really fun. I mean, I really... What's that?
Thank you so much, Kathleen. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcos.
No,
I really
you.
Enjoy
Bye-bye.
The cookies. Love you too, honey. Thank you. It's really good to, you know, really enjoy connecting with the fans. So we just talk and have a good time. You bring a glass of wine or a soda.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hang out and, you know... I should let you peek into my kitchen while I make a big cooking mess in red bowls, only red bowls. That's big.
Yes,
very important to have red.
Red.
Everything's
I can't
red.
Wait.
Yeah.
I've been to all of them so far.
You're awesome. Thank you, Nadia. Who
you're
else
welcome.
Is calling?
Okay, Carly.
Who else is calling?
Who's next?
Okay, so now we are going to... Now we are going to 917.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Brian.
Hi,
Kathleen. It's Dr. Obrecht here. What's your problem? What can I do you for?
Hi. Hi.
Hi,
Kathleen. It's Brian Lipton. How are you?
Good, Brian. Thank you for all your awesome tweets. You're the best. You write the nicest things. Thank you. Really appreciate them.
I love it. And I love you. So
thank you.
And having watched the show, you know, almost 50 years, I've watched you from the beginning. I'm
Aww.
Really curious about your relationship, I guess, off camera with Sinola. You're such amazing enemies, or even at times frenemies. Do you guys like have a lot of fun off the camera?
Absolutely. She's really wonderful to work with. She really, as I say, she brings it. And I bring it, and we're just having this big, you know, feisty thing. And then afterwards, we're like, that felt good. Yeah, didn't it? Yeah, and the director comes over and goes, that was great, ladies. And we're like, yeah, that was good. You know, we kind of pat each other in the back. Or, you know, so it's fun because she's great to work with. And it works really well. Our chemistry works well against each other, if you will. You know, so it's really, yeah. She's wonderful to work with.
I mean, I know her. She's a friend. It's hard to hate her, so, but you guys do a good job of it.
Yeah, and she's
or both
she's
of you
do
a good
actress.
Job to hate on camera. I guess my only question is, but you don't really get to work with everybody on the show. Who on the show would you most like to work with that you really haven't had any screen time with?
You know, there's a couple of actors. I basically work with almost everybody. I haven't interacted with Kevin, John Lindstrom. He's a lovely guy. We both do audio books.
He is the sweetest.
We support them too. Super good guy. Would love to work with him. I worked with Sonny. I mean, I basically have worked with everybody, if you think about it. I mean, I love it. There was, an episode I did last week where I had like six different people I worked with that day. Maybe it already aired. You know, the memorial. There was Nina and there was, you know, it was just one after another, and then Jax and Ava. I mean, everybody was there. So it's kind of like, it's nice because I have a different relationship and different chemistry with everyone. So it keeps me fresh and, you know, and then one moment you're talking to this person in this way, then the next person you hate them, the next person you love them, and there was Peter and I hate him. Then there's Nina, my niece, I love her. You know, it's like all these different dynamics. So I don't, like, there's a few people, I don't really know who I haven't worked with yet. Who do you think I should be working with?
Well, I don't think you've worked much with Jeannie, and I'm always curious about that.
We've done a little bit. I mean, I talked to her at the memorial. I think that's already aired. And I talked to her, I don't know if that's aired yet, something, I think that did, where Jeannie, you know, Laura, she's warning Scott about me. Like, be careful. I don't know if that's, I think that's aired. So, you know, I mean, we've had a little interaction, and I'm kind of like, yeah, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to work with her. She's lovely to work with. She's just wonderful. So, you know, yeah, I have worked with her. We've done a lot of scenes at the Valentine, you know, the Cassadine home over the years. That's where she's been a lot. And, you know, so I've been
there's all that time at Windermere.
Yeah, Windermere, sorry. Yeah, so we've had several scenes at Windermere and now in the restaurant. So a couple of Metro Court with Scott, too. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. But she's great to work with.
Really well with everybody, and that's why you're such a great asset to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really fun to, you know, every time I get a script, it's like, ooh, who do I get to work with today? Yay! The party!
Well, as you know, I just wish you were on every day, but I don't get everything I want. Even though I know two of your writers really well, I still don't get what I want. So.
Oh well, the writers are awesome. I adore them, but it isn't up to them. They just do what they're told, and they write great stuff. But, you know, there's 30 people on contract, and this year's been hard with COVID. So, and they have to have their, you know, 30, 40 people on contract. They have to have their guaranteed days. So anything extra is for us. We're fillers. You know, we kind of help the story. We help it along. We kind of come and go. And then they're like, you know what? Olivia hasn't worked. Obrecht hasn't worked. Lindstrom hasn't worked. You know, so they kind of like, they go around. And they're pretty fair with everyone. They make sure everyone's kind of get their 2 cents in on camera kind of thing. So, you know, who hasn't been on camera? Who needs more work? Who do we have? Who are the contract players that we have to give material to? And then Frank will tell the writers, hey, guys, you got to write more for so-and-so. Less for so, you know, so it's not really in our hands because we're not in contact.
That's been a big challenge this year.
It is a challenge, but honestly, I'm grateful when they call me and I go and I do like, you know, 10 episodes and then I have a few months off. It's like, okay, but I can go do something else or I do audiobooks or I, you know, work on my cookbook or do, you know, Zoom events. So I'm totally good. I think at this point in my life, I'm just taking life a day at a time. You know, 20 years ago, I'd be like, give me that, I got more work. Now I'm like, okay, you know, they want me. Okay, they don't want me. Okay. You know, I'm just a little more easygoing about it than I was before.
Wow, that's great. Well, thanks for talking. And as you know, my big dream is someday I get to see you on stage. You know, I've told you that before.
Oh, I thank you. I've done so much theater, and I'd love to do it again. I'm always so grateful at GH when I get to do, you know, perform on stage, singing, dancing, and acting. I'm like, oh, I'm on stage again, you know, because I've done so much stage, and I loved it. I really did. But Los Angeles is not really a theater town, and you know, you commit to a play. Besides not really getting paid, you commit to a play, and then you can't do anything else. If you're rehearsing all day, you've got six, you know, seven shows a week, every night, weekends, and that means you're not free for television. And I do this for a living, so, you know, if I were in New York and did Broadway, it'd be different, but living in Los Angeles, it's a different animal. But thank you for that. I appreciate it. You know, I love the stage. It's a bigger venue. You know, it's a big, you know, you have that live experience with the audience. It's very, very dynamic and interactive, and I really enjoy that. Which you don't have, you know, on television. You're in front of four cameras. You hurry up and do the scene. Go home. Go away. You know?
Yeah, and you guys are working really, really fast. I always tell everybody,
really,
you know, from my days as a soap editor and having been on sets, and it's even worse now. Like, the speed with which you do things is just remarkable.
It's crazy fast. Are you a writer, actor, writer, or what's your?
I'm a journalist. So I used to edit a soap opera magazine, and now I'm a theater critic. I mean, I do lots of different things, but
Oh, that's great. And you know a couple of the writers, because you know Scott Sickles, who's also the
leader. Yes, I know Scott really. I know Scott particularly well. So,
I think he comes up with these zinger lines. A lot of these lines are just like, oh, this is a Scott line. You know, like that.
That wouldn't surprise me. We've been friends for like 20 years, so.
Yeah, great guy. I mean, the writers are all awesome. And anytime I get to meet them, it's just, you know, it's so cool. I was in New York a couple of years ago with my husband and I, and we met Ron when Ron was still writing, Ron Carlavati and Chris Van Eaton. And we went over, there were a bunch of them were sitting around a small plastic table in Ron's home, I think in New York. And I was like, this is where it happens? This is where the magic happens? And they're like, yep. It was so cool. And they sit around this like small table in the kitchen, and they're like throwing ideas. And I was like, oh, I just want to be a fly on the wall, you know? And they talk about us, and what, right? And the lines they come up with, I'm like, oh, that's so great. That's so great. So but it's a real talent. I mean, people are like, you make your lines up. I'm like, are you kidding? These guys write such great stuff. I'm not a writer. It's not my job. You know, they write awesome things. I'm just so happy when they give me something funny to say. And then I'm like, please don't cut my line. Please don't cut my line. That's the best one, the best one. And then sure enough, you get cuts for the, you know, the script. And you're like, not my favorite line. No. But, you know, they have to cut stuff.
The delivery really matters. And, as good as the lines are, they're nothing without the great actors.
Oh, well, thank you.
If it's not on the page, it's not on the stage. But even if it's on the stage, if the wrong person's up there, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's true. It's a symbiotic relationship between the writer and the actor. You know, it's like
exactly.
You get the material and it suits you, and you know you can give it out. And I'm always looking for the material, going, where's my great lines? There's always one or two good zingers in almost every script. I'm like, yes, yes. I'm so grateful for them. I live for those lines. Because I'm like, please don't cut that. Please don't cut it. You know. A lot of times they have to cut pages and pages because of time. Oh, this, you know, this episode is too long. What can we cut? Oh, let's cut this. Who cares? It's funny. We don't need it. Like, no, I need it. I need it. The audience thinks. But it's not up to me.
Well, good luck with everything. And we'll talk online soon.
Wonderful. Brian, thank you so much. And again, thank you for all your great support and your wonderful comments. I always appreciate it. Seriously. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Brian. So now we are going to Betty. Is on the air. Hi, Betty. Becky.
Becky.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Becky, hi.
Hi,
Becky,
how
are you
doing? Great. Yes. Hey, I was just thinking... After hearing the talk earlier about you and Scotty,
yep.
I was thinking, what about you and Cyrus? That would be a match made in hell.
I absolutely. But you know, he's doing some bad things to my daughter, and I'm very, you know, Obeck's very maternal instincts, strong maternal instincts. She'll take him down. I mean, if he does anything to her daughter, so
I mean,
not a good idea. Maybe later.
Yeah, I don't know if he's worse than, do you think he's worse than Faison or not?
No, I think Faison was in a whole category of his own. You know, he was just, yeah, he was very special, you know.
Yeah.
Dark and devious and crazy and psychotic and manipulative and then abusive and, you know, just so many dark things that Obeck should have dumped his ass a long time ago but couldn't. So, you know, people are like, how could you do that? I'm thinking, wait a minute, we were in our 20s. Everyone has been in their 20s, unless you guys are still in your 20s. We've all made huge mistakes. We have followed people. We have fallen in love with idiots. I mean, come on, who hasn't? So,
oh God, yes.
You know, right? I mean, everyone
yes.
has been
oh, yeah.
obsessed by somebody or other that they had no business being involved with. And Obeck was, you know, that is, she's crazy about somebody who's exceptional in her mind, and she idolized them. And he was abusive to her and then treated her like shit and then, you know, made her wear a mask and was going, I'm just all kinds of crappy shit. So, but she put up with it and idolized him. And then finally, I was so grateful when he was taking off in the boat with Britta. I don't know if you guys remember. I don't know how many years ago, and they were floating away in the boat. And I was like, I hope Obrecht is now free. That's how I played it. That's how the writers gave it to me. And from then on, she was free of him. And I was so grateful because it's like we are, you know, we're examples to the audience. That means Obrecht is showing the audience that this is acceptable behavior. And it's like, I so do not want to show that. I think it's a huge responsibility as an actor and as a character to show strength and determination. And yes, we make mistakes. We all do. But let's try to, you know, rise above them and break away from the bad habits and bad people.
Right, right. Are they going to have the fan club this summer or not? Or do you think it's going to be postponed till next year?
Don't know. I probably they should postpone it to next year just to be safe because of the new. But
yeah.
I'm not the person. You should contact the fan club and ask them yourself. I don't know what they're planning.
I had tickets for your event last year. I know everything got canceled last year. I missed out on. I was gonna do I was gonna do yours, and I was gonna do Young the Restless. I do a lot of Starstruck events. You've heard of Paul and Keith? You ever deal with them? Starstruck fan events?
No, I don't know them. No.
Okay, they do a lot. I do a lot of their events. They do a lot of days, but they also do GH and stuff like that. So, but
you know,
I'm glad
it's been a weird year. But a lot of people who actually bought tickets to my event, we've been doing FaceTime. We'll do like a Zoom, you know, thing, or we'll do a live FaceTime instead for like an hour. So if that's an option for you, I'm happy to do that as well. You know, if you didn't get your money back or if you did. And if you want to do that anytime, just contact, you know, whoever. You can contact Linda Rowe at Coastal Entertainment or, you know, if you it was through my event, Debbie O'Connor, whoever it was that, you know, whoever you want to contact. But I've been doing one-on-one FaceTime with people on Messenger and we just chat or Zoom or, you know, whatever you like.
Yeah.
So we can have a good
time
for half an hour, whatever you like.
Because I've done a bunch of, in fact, we were going to do a GH Fantasy event that you were going to be at, but of course that got canceled. So
Right. But we're talking about maybe starting them up in November, but, you know, I think they said in the summer they'll make a determination of what's going to, June, July, you know, everyone's going to decide how COVID's doing, you know, how the world is doing, can we travel, is it worth the risk, you know, it's like... And the thing is, for me, I want to hug you guys. I want to kiss you guys. I want to, you know, it's hard because it's like, no, keep your social distance. It's like, well, then we might as well do a Zoom thing or talk on FaceTime Messenger. Like, you know, we look at each other for an hour. Have a nice chat. So, yeah, but hopefully, God willing, this will be behind us soon and that we can go back to a sense of normalcy, whatever that is.
Yeah, because my first event is next month for Samantha's event, so I finally get to do an event. I haven't done anything in almost a year and a half, so I'm finally going to get to do that. So I really miss not interacting with my the soap stars, but I also like interacting with the fans too because I become friends with a lot of them.
Sure. It's a big family, and we love you guys. We love – I mean, I love traveling around and meeting you guys. Everyone does. All the actors do. It's really important for us to connect with you. But, again, you know what? You can contact Linda Rowe at Coastal Entertainment and tell her you want to talk to someone anytime and have an event, you know, private. You could do that anytime. She would, you know, make arrangements for that.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, if we can't hug, but at least we can chat FaceTime or, you know, you can chat to other actors if you find – I'm sure they'd be happy to talk to you.
Right.
And you get more time than just seeing us at a, you know, an event, see us for 5 minutes, we take two pictures, sign two autographs, and we're gone. You know, this way you actually really get to interact and talk about story and, you know, the show and personal stuff. It's fun. It's really fun.
Right. Well, I am so glad I got a chance to talk to you.
Thank you for calling in. And
thank you. I hope to see you maybe next year.
I hope so too. Really, trust me, it certainly would be my pleasure.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Becky.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, so now we are going to 707, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with us. 707, you're on the air. Okay, well, maybe
they just
wanted
to listen.
Okay, 513, you're on the air.
This is 513. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Hey, Linda. How you doing? I recognize your voice.
yeah, I know. I've had many people tell me they recognize my voice. I just got a quick question. Right when I came on to sign on for this, I saw on Kelly Tebow's thing that she had tested positive for her COVID test, and then she had a couple of negatives after that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, okay. I saw that right when I came on, and she was apparently a little bit ticked off because she said, like, the first test was apparently, I don't know, negative, and then the second one was positive, and then the next two after that were also negative, but they said, or she said, that she is not allowed to work for, I don't know, 10 days or something.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if, I was going to ask, does that affect your storyline, but I guess you don't know yet, but I saw that just when I was coming on, and I was just curious if, because she's got a fairly heavy storyline right now, and I just wondered if,
she's
on with.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, she's on, you know, a lot of big storyline with Maxie and with you and with her being sick and Jason and they a couple of people and this was, you know, there's a lot of rumor sites online and I was only on for a few minutes, so I certainly don't know any of the details, but it sounded like some people are even speculating that they would temporarily replace her because she has such a large storyline at present.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I know that I was supposed to do something with her, and that's been canceled, so now that makes sense. So thanks for
always glad to be able to help.
You're amazing, Linda. Hey, how you doing? You okay?
Doing okay. So far, so good.
So far,
might,
so good.
Might be better
right.
later, but so far, so good. Nothing terrible so far. Have the brother buried, so hopefully things will get better from here. We can only hope.
Yeah, so we'll chat about it later. But you know, I'm sorry.
So,
anyway,
so far everything's gone as smoothly as you can possibly want it to. So
okay.
Glad about that.
Absolutely.
You know,
but listen,
so,
you're a wonderful PI. I thank you for the information. Now it makes sense.
Okay.
I was like, why did you cancel me? But okay, you know, I guess somebody's busy or they have to reschedule or whatever. Okay, well, now I know. Wow.
Well,
you're good.
Like I said,
you're good.
I only saw it in passing. And the only reason I saw it is because my Twitter feed was open when I walked upstairs. And it sounds like she's a little bit ticked off because apparently she is not COVID positive. It was just that one of the tests came up, and they said that she was saying that things are so strict that she has no choice. Even though she's had other test results that are negative, that she's okay, and apparently she actually is okay. She's not allowed to return until, I guess, 10 days or whatever.
Wow. Well, that's tough.
Yeah,
but that makes sense. Well,
okay.
I wonder.
Always trying to be helpful.
Hey, no, this is great. This is just very helpful. It asks the question about, like, well, I don't know why I was canceled next week, but okay, you know.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Big hugs. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so now we are going to. We are going to, I'm just looking for one that is available. We are going to a block call. Hello, you on the air?
Hello? Hi, Kathleen. Who am I speaking to? Nobody. Okay, who else you got?
Okay, well,
I'll take two more questions and then I'm going to go. Then I have to go. I have two more questions.
So now we are going to Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Like one of the callers said earlier, it would be great to just actually interact with the fans again, with the fan events.
Yeah.
I know that the GH fan fans, the events, and the Young Wrestlers fan fans, the events are targeting for September, for sometime in the fall to start resuming and everything. But I know there's one General Hospital event that got pushed several times. First, it was going to be in October of last year.
Yeah.
Then this month, and now it's going to be pushed back to April 2022 for Raleigh and Arlington, Virginia. And it would be nice to just interact with some of the stars on GH. I don't think you're a part of it, but you never know if this might be a late addition for that event in Raleigh. So hopefully if that happens, I'll be happy enough to see you and just ask you a few questions and get some more autographs and some pictures. And of course, social distancing will be definitely important, but we don't know what's going to happen by then.
I hope so. We don't know. We'll just wait to hear, how things are going, but we're all open to it. We're all missing seeing you guys in person and, like I was saying before, getting hugs, giving hugs, taking pictures, chatting with you guys in person. But the next best thing is what I was just saying before is that you can contact Coastal Entertainment. You can ask for doing one-on-one, FaceTime with any of us. I'm sure, not any of us. I don't know who's available or interested, but I'm certainly, available and interested when I'm not filming. And Linda Rowe at Coastal Entertainment takes care of that for me. You're also welcome to join my cooking show at fantasyeventsinc.com, April 24th. I talk to you guys. We take time. So there's lots of ways to still interact with us. If you're hungry to interact with us actors, there are still ways.
Yeah.
There's this event, and it's more time. I mean, again, I was saying before, we don't always have time when there's 300 people in the room and there's like four or five of us. We get to say, hi, how are you? Take a picture, autograph the thing, and that's it. But, the Zoom events, even though we're not face-to-face, we can talk to you guys. We take our time. It's so nice. Even these events where there's just a couple of people or one person or two, Kim Schreiner and Lynn, are they going to be on the 25th? You can chat to them on the Zoom. My thing, even though I'm cooking and stuff, but there's still so much time to chat. We can do one-on-one. So, contact Coastal Entertainment. Tell them who you want to talk to, and they'll take care of it.
Yeah. And I know that also Cameo is also doing where you can give out shout-outs, birthday greetings, and anything like that. But it costs a little bit more than just some of these Zoom events you're talking about. But hopefully if things go back to normal and we don't have any more second wave, any more of this virus being another wave or anything else as the country opened up quickly more, Maybe we'll just interact again. Hopefully everything will be back to normal by next year, where I can attend the GH event in April that's scheduled for Raleigh in April of next year. And hopefully you'll be a part of that event. So hopefully we'll see each other.
Just tell them who you want to see, and they listen to you guys. Coastal Entertainment, they're like, who do you guys want to see? And you tell them your favorite people you want to see, and they invite us. We can't. It's not up to me. It's only if I'm invited. So,
we know that you got a lot of fans. So, hopefully, you'll be invited to a lot of people.
I tell you, I have the best fans. I love you guys so much, and I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate each comment. I don't always have the time, or I don't always see everything or respond to everything. But trust me, your kind words, everyone's kind words and funny messages and, I used to hate you, now I love you, but I still love to hate you. And it was like, I love each thing. Even if you hate me, it makes me feel so good. That means I'm doing my job well. It just really makes the job a lot of hard work, and it makes it really worth it. So,
well, before, well, before, Well, I just wanted to say you're doing a great job on the show and keep up the good work. Let Carly finish out the interview or take another call.
Okay,
yeah, I got
thank you, Bobby. Kathleen, do you have time for two more calls?
Yes, two more. Absolutely.
Veronica, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Kathleen. My name is Veronica Rubbles from Houston, Texas. How are you guys this evening?
Hi, Houston, Texas. Hi, Veronica. I'm good. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for doing this show. We really appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
My question is, you started in one of my favorite movies. It's called A Change of Place. Did you get to work with Rick Springfield?
I played his sister. Absolutely. I love that.
Oh,
we
my gosh.
We filmed that in Hungary in like 94 or 95. It was a Harlequin romance movie. And
yes.
Andrea Roth played her twin. One's the nice sister, and then the one's the evil kind of model, cheesy bullshit, whatever. And it was so much fun because I helped her. When she was filming one side of her story, I played the other one. They did a green screen, split screen.
No, I love that movie. It's on YouTube. I thank gosh for YouTube because, you know, normally I get to watch a lot of movies, and that is my favorite movie to watch. And, you know, I love romantic movies. They're the best.
I do, too. And, you know, but I loved working with Rick Springfield. We worked together for 2-3 weeks on that movie, and then I became his in-law, you know, we're both grandparents for 5 minutes to Patrick and Britta's child. Remember that?
Oh, yes. And who would have thought you guys get to work together again on GH? That was awesome.
I know. And I was like, hey, Rick, remember me worked in Hungary? And he was like, huh? What? No. He didn't remember. We were
oh, my gosh. No, you're doing great as Dr. O. I love I was shocked of your character and Scott Baldwin, tremendously. I was like, well, they're finally giving your character, Dr. O, a nice guy. It's about freaking time. Faison is just completely evil, and he has no respect for Dr. O. I mean, seriously, that's not a guy for her. She deserves a guy who's makes her happy, puts her first. And definitely, Faison can just do whatever, but Dr. O deserves to be happy, and I hope they continue with yours and the character of your character and Scott's character. You guys are doing a great job. And also, you started one of my favorite shows on Sci-Fi, Alphas. What was that memory of like?
Oh, I love that show. We filmed that up in Vancouver. Wonderful group of actors. I played Anita Ganizada's mother. You know, this Iranian woman who's very protective of her daughter, very old-like character. I just love that show. And the fans are rabid. You know, they love that show. We did cards. And it was a really fun experience.
I wish they would have continued with the show. I think it would have gone on a couple of more seasons. I think that would have been awesome.
Thank you. I love that show, and I love the people on it. It was a really, really great group of people. So, yeah.
Well, that
is
awesome. Continued success. Congratulations on your anniversary of playing Dr. Oldback for many, many more years on the show. And definitely, please release that of your cookbook because I want to start cooking. I have to start cooking.
You know what? Join my show. Come to the show. I think it's like a question ticket or something. You just hang out there. You can ask questions. You know, it's on the 24th. It's just cooking stuff. I mean, I'm very simple in the kitchen. I'm not fussy. I don't do highbrow stuff. I do basic, easy. If I can't make it quickly, it's not going to happen in my kitchen. So, you know.
Well, you're doing great, and thank you so much for doing this. Please come back on the show, and tremendously, definitely looking forward to more scenes with you on the show, definitely. And definitely you need to be on more. And I understand that there's a certain amount of time the actors get to be on it, but you definitely need to be on more. I love your character. My mom and I, we just
thank
love your
you.
Character.
Thank you so much. We'll love to you and your mom. And
okay. I'm going to put you on hold. And then the last call, 707, you're on the air.
A 707? Okay.
Hello.
Well, let me try one more and see. 513, you on the air?
You already
okay.
did me.
We already talked to 513.
Okay. Well, that's all the calls. We got all the calls in. So that's great.
Awesome.
And
thank you for having me. Love to you guys. If anybody wants to come to see my show, my Zoom show, cooking show on April 24th, fantasyeventsinc.com. Come join me. Otherwise, I just keep texting me or tweeting me on Twitter, Instagram. I'm terrible on Instagram, so if I don't respond to Instagram, forgive me. But I'm too old. I haven't got mastered Instagram quite yet, so forgive me if I don't respond. But Twitter is my. I know about Twitter, and I understand that I can tweet. So thank you for everyone. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for your good questions, for listening, for calling in. And for all your kindness, you know, it makes it all so much more valuable being an actor and getting the feedback from you guys and talking to you and interacting with you guys. We love you so much. And you guys are everything
to us. Oh, thank
you. Us.
And,
so
you know,
really,
Kathy,
Carly,
you are always welcome. On daytime
thank
after dark,
thank you for having me on the show.
Yes.
Thank
yeah.
you so much for having me on the show. And hugs to you guys all.
Yes. Yes, I love it. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being on here. And I look forward to the 24th. I can't wait.
Okay. Thank you so much. Big hug, guys, and hopefully talk to you. See you
yeah.
soon.
Have a great and
yes.
safe weekend, Kathleen.
Thank you. You too. All the best.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, now I'm bringing Bobby on and Veronica on. So, guys, really great interview.
Awesome.
Yes.
Great interview.
You know, and, you know, it was Dante at first because the Swiss bug was lighting up like, it was lighting up like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Nadia, do we have any shows for next week?
Yes. So far we have one show. It's going to be on Friday the 23rd. We are going to have Jacob Young.
Awesome.
You yep. said Jacob Young?
Yep.
Yeah, we never
I hope that Jacob remembers me from me and Myrtle Beach. Hopefully he remembers me by my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I met him in Myrtle Beach.
Everyone.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Everyone can
Everybody
remember
Everybody
have gotten
all on the show, Eric, Wally, Kathy and Jacob, I met in Myrtle Beach during the last fan event I went to before COVID shut down.
And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and I want
awesome.
To say before we go for the weekend, so I'm General Hospital, did test false positive, means cannot work for 10 days. But I don't know if they are back from their vacation. You know, she was getting ready to return after, oh, but 2 weeks off the previous. She had a lot of,
yeah.
you know, effort. So, but she won't be able to return to the role for, you know, the next, you know, 10 days. At General Hospital View, she's right in the middle of some interesting stuff with Maxie and Peter and hopefully Jason. You know, we are pushing my scenes, you know, we are pushing all of my scenes. I will be back. So, you know, out of safetyness for ABC, DAs, you know, they had to go there. I mean, you know, I mean, even though it was a false positive right now, everyone just has to stay safe right now. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that is...
Yeah, I just hope they don't have to recast the role for it temporarily, because we have seen already...
I think we've already seen
Leslie Hartley play Sam. We've seen Stephanie Daniels play Jordan, and that was because of COVID scares. And we have seen Owen Wynar, what they're doing right now with Carl Moseley, going into the role of Amanda.
Bobby?
Can you finish, please?
Okay, but if we are counting 10 days from this article, and 10 days would include the weekend. So she could be back before we know it. So the 10-day window could also mean the weekend. Well, because they are saying now, you really only have to quarantine for 8 days now instead of the 14. So if she's saying 10 days, I think it might include the weekend. I mean, that's how I see it. And, where did Veronica go?
Hello?
No, Veronica dropped off the switchboard. And
She just said, "Awesome show. Good night, my best friend." She must be tired.
Okay. And the only other thing I'm saying, is have a safe weekend, and I just want to let everyone know I looked at the Dinner Hustle fan weekend update that they were talking about, and there hasn't been an update since last year, so we don't know what's going on with that. So, you know,
that they haven't moved some of the fantasy events that I was telling Catherine and what some of the callers were telling her earlier to later this year or early next year.
Yeah, and
so I'm thinking about it going to the fantasy event in Raleigh that was originally scheduled for April last year, then moved to October, and then moved to April, and now being moved to April 2022.
Yeah. Okay, and guys, have a great weekend, and I just want to say right now, in Seattle, it's 75 degrees. You know?
You stink.
Hey,
because in Boston, it's raining and windy.
Yeah, okay, so you're having all weather. Well, I'm not going to complain about the hot weather this year because, you know, I hate being cold. But thank you for everyone that listened tonight. I will post the show in 2 hours, so don't worry. And everyone have a great and safe weekend. And see you all next week.
All right. Have a good night.
Yep. Everyone have a great night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.